Your trash and your jewelry is what I expect. MCA was with it, and he's my ace. So I grabbed the piano player and I punched him in the face. Piano player's out, the music stopped. This boy had beef, and he got dropped.
Mike did grab the money.
MCA snatched the gold. I grabbed two girlies and a beer that's cold.
Okay, I started recording.
Alright.
If Purple Eyes was online, I'd ask him.
Tony Morello is online.
Dude from Code Man.
No.
Did Tony go to the convention?
No.
No. It was in, like, fucking Virginia.
Were these people I met at the convention?
Oh, yeah.
No, these are strange people I know from the internet. They're awful, horrifying people.
Well, you being the worst.
He is.
Yeah, I'm not the one who should be in jail. Well, I probably should be in jail, but not for everything. Yeah, for every reason.
Yeah, it's Jaycoon who should be in jail.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. Other kids are nice.
Yeah, no, we got a kid expelled from school. That was interesting.
They got a kid expelled from school.
Yeah.
Does he know about this? About Columbine 2.0?
North Korean rocket crashes in failure.
Daft, tell him about Columbine 2.0.
All right, so there's this, most of us are around, like, our age. Like, there's a couple older ones, and then there's a couple younger ones, and this kid's, like, I think he was 4 years younger than us. So, like, this is, like, last year. So he was, like, in eighth grade or something. So, you know, he's
ninth
a
grade.
Stupid, that whiny little kid. So, you know, and, like, talking to, like, older people, he just, like, kept getting shut down constantly.
Which does suck when you're a little kid.
No, like, I used to, like, when I went on forums, I got shit on a lot, you know, and I deserved it, because I was fucking 7th, 8th grade, you know?
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
You have to earn your way into forums.
Exactly, you know? I was dumb
as shit. I agree that you have to earn your way into forums, but, yeah.
Yeah, I was dumb as shit, you know, and, like, you just, like, big boys, and you couldn't do it. So, actually, I'll just tell a sad story. So, his online name was Jay Kuhn, like, the sub, what's the proper term?
Honorific.
Oh, like they have Kuhn at the end. Oh, surname.
It's like, an honorific.
Yeah, so his name was like Jacob, and he was black, so we kept calling him J-C-O-O-N. And like, we did this for 6 months, and he had no problem with it. And then he finally realized, like, oh, that's offensive to me. And he tried to get us to stop, and he was like, no, fuck you. How do you start your computer?
Because I was having trouble connecting the wireless.
Do you have a wireless issue? I unfortunately do not. So like, the kid, he was, like, being, like, he's kind of just a generic, like, whiny eighth-grade kid. Just like, oh, the world's against me. He was, like, just, like, and then he didn't have a lot of friends at school, I guess. That's why he's online.
Do they know Emily?
What?
Do they know Emily?
No. Dude, Emily's apparently coming here. I'm upset about that.
Do they know her?
No.
Oh, okay. Because you could have included the part where he told those weird sexual things to her and had to go to a therapist.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. That's another story from that. Let me tell my main story. What? You don't want to have
sex
with
this girl. I'll ruin her life sexually.
No, she don't want to have sex with her.
They'll double team her and ruin her life.
Double team.
You can go for it, but honestly, like, I'd never, like, cut my dick off and do that.
She wants to join the anime club, so we need to bang her, make everything really awkward so that she never wants to see us again.
She probably won't go simply because I'm there, and I'm kind of okay with that.
I'm just gonna bad really loud. Well, dude, you're like, you belong there more than everybody else, because you were there before I got there, so.
I was, like, there maybe, like, 2 weeks
before. Our goal next year is president. Co-presidents. All three of us?
Fuck yeah.
Well, maybe just you two. Yeah. I'd be a shitty president.
I don't give a shit. I'm just gonna fill out paperwork. I don't care.
I'll watch anime.
I don't care what we watch. All right. Why are you recording this? What's the point?
Because we're never gonna actually talk about the con, you know.
You will talk about the con in a couple minutes. Let me finish the Jaycoon story. This isn't. Don't put this on.
Okay.
All right. Also, when you say get Isionic, you're the one who you or John are supposed to be the one that intros it because you guys like run the thing. I think I'm fucking
saying.
Well,
this is like bonus content where like somebody would talk for 10 minutes and then we finally introduce the show because I think that's a cool idea.
So you're going to do a little cut thing to it?
To kind of like fade into it.
Oh, okay. Well, you still, even when you do that, like I listen to podcasts where they have pre-recorded calls and they still do like a little intro thing.
20,000
sharpers,
my friend.
20,000 fucking truckers.
Are you going to finish your story?
Yeah.
No, I'll fucking finish my story. All right, so he was, like, posting it on Facebook. He was like, oh, I'm so upset. Nobody wants to talk to me. And then, like, I guess, like, he started posting about, like, Columbine. He wanted to do Columbine 2.0. And, like, he's just whiny little kid. Like, he obviously wasn't going to do that. But they decided to take it into their own hands and email. They found out his school and emailed, like, pretty much every adult who worked at the school with screen caps of his post. So they got him expelled, and he had to go to, like, a remedial school for, like, 4 months.
You guys are fucking evil, second. And I love it.
Well, I mean, see, they actually think it was a good thing, right?
I agree, it's a good thing, but...
I will always defend that.
No, I would too. So.
Yeah, well, you're the one who pretended to be Jewish so you didn't have to shave your beard in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, are you kidding me? If I could pretend I'm Jewish so I could never shave in the military, that'd be great.
You can do that, like, an online certificate for that. And just, like, fake the rabbi signature.
I'm actually a priest, according to the internet.
You went for the online priesthood.
So, yeah. Well, explain to them that I never was part of the J-Coon thing. You guys just told me stories about it whenever it was online, so I just heard was going on.
Sorry about it.
Well, actually, no, I'm sorry. I'm a registered now Justice of the Peace online. I'm waiting for it to get to my house.
Wait, did he do it with the Universal Life Church or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I want to do that.
It was so fucking easy. He just said, give me your name and why you want to do it for an application process, which was 100% bullshit. It just proves, like, people actually go to school to be a JP, but you can just get it online for free. What the fuck's the big deal?
People used to do that to get out of the draft before it was online. It was, like, a real church that gave those out.
Fuck that, dude. I signed up for the draft. I pre-got in for the draft. Fuck that. Can't draft me, bitch. I'm already in.
I want to say I've signed up for the draft, but that was like 8 years ago when I got all those notices in from the military when I turned 18. I was just like, and then my parents are like, everyone asked me, like, have you signed up for the draft? I'm like, I guess so. I don't really remember.
No, you have to do that,
it's
right?
Actually,
I think I forgot to do that.
Yeah, I don't.
When you turn 18, you have until you're like 21 to do it, and if you don't, you can get jail time or a ridiculous fine.
I want to say I did. I don't remember it specifically.
Well, if you're over 21, you're not in jail, so I think you're A-okay.
They haven't prosecuted anyone for it since the 1980s. It's not actually enforced.
Well, I'm gonna just, if we ever go to war, I'm just gonna draft Dodge.
Dude, I can't. I'm already ahead.
They wouldn't draft us, Dan.
I'm gonna go to Canada or Mexico.
No.
I thought that was bullshit.
Yeah, dude, no. We had a dude who was in my platoon. He was pretty much legally blind.
Yeah, sick.
Like, he's not allowed to ever drive, but he has the thickest pair of glasses I've ever seen. Like, that thick. I shit you not. It was like half a shot glass thing.
They didn't let in Viku into the Air Force because of his eyesight.
Oh, yeah. That's the Air Force. Yeah, that's totally different.
Air Force has a little bit more strict of a policy, but they
you have to be like sub-superhuman to be in the Air Force, at least to fly a plane or something.
Shouldn't you be able to see?
Not even, dude. When I went to AIT, it was integrated with the Navy and the Air Force, and all the Air Force had was fat dudes and hot chicks.
Really?
Nothing but extremely fat dudes and wicked hot chicks.
When I was in middle school, I thought about doing a career in the Air Force, and then I got to high school and I started drawing. I'm like, no, I don't want to join the military until they get mechs. So until the military uses mechs and robot suits, I'm not interested in joining.
They're trying to do that.
Yeah,
there is a dude in Germany right now who built. Like, pretty much
there's something. Lots of dudes building mech suits everywhere around the globe, so they'll catch on eventually.
But they have the same whole leg pattern and movement as a nightmare from Code Geass.
One of my favorite things is
the fucking roller
suit. The use of the HAL bodysuit at MIT that's in development. It's a suit design that you wear it increases your strength like 5 times or something like that. And they're like, this is only the prototype, but they hope things will get better, and then they're going to try to make them commercial. And someone on some website wrote, like, don't you know, haven't you ever seen any mech series? The prototype is always the best model.
It's true.
Yeah, it's the only one that doesn't try and take over.
It's like HAL. Like, not the HAL bot, but HAL from that fucking movie.
Yeah, 2001.
That was 2001 A Space Odyssey, wasn't it?
That movie was on TV like a few weeks ago, and I watched an hour of it, and I, by the time my eyes were completely sealed shut, I had to find the power remote to turn off the TV because I could not stay awake to watch the rest of it.
I honestly don't really like, I liked the HAL part and the part before it, I believe, but otherwise, I just don't really like
it. Dude, HAL's fucking scary. You can't beat HAL.
He's considered the
Open the pod bay door, HAL.
If Jason Voorhees can beat HAL,
the movie is 2.5 hours.
Well, the movie takes place, it's supposed to be like in real time, like in space, because it's supposed to be like that long of a process to go out and try to get your buddy in space and then take 3 hours to get back to your ship, which is about as realistic as you can get.
Part of the problem was, I was watching this at 8 a.m. in the morning at school, and I believe I watched it in a theater, like in the school theater, which has very comfortable chairs.
I fell asleep all the time.
Although, I've never fallen asleep during Fear and Loathing, and I never will.
Yeah, I did. I like.
Yeah, Dan and I dozed, though.
Dude, no, I like literally passed out because it was so hot in there.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was fucking hot. Oh, but of course, at that point, it was like 85 degrees, and now we're barely hitting above 50. So
I know, it sucks.
I watched Clockwork Orange about an hour ago.
Oh, I like that one. Yeah, how's that? How do you think about
it? You know the author hates it, right?
Yeah,
it's not people. They change the ending.
Have you seen Clockwork Orange, Dan?
No, he hates it whenever it's brought up in interviews.
I haven't seen it yet.
John, have you seen Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Love to Dismantle the Atomic Bomb, whatever it is?
I do want to see that whole movie. I've seen bits and pieces of it.
I like that one a lot.
It's a black and white movie, but
yeah, and it's done like in the 60s.
Not like a poker table.
Right. I actually just watched Reefer Madness for the first time. That shit was
fun. Yeah, but it's good.
It's because I have a guy, my other brother, Jesse, basically jacking my Netflix. And he smokes a lot of pot, and so all my Netflix movie is like nothing but anime and pot movies.
Yeah.
And sometimes we'll be watching the same anime and we won't even realize it. Because I was watching Gurren Lagann, and I just started watching it. I remember I was like 5 episodes deep, and I came back to it a few days later. I'm like, how am I already in the second season of this shit? Luckily, my buddy is now paying for half my Netflix.
Oh, that's good, dude.
I said to him, I'm like, dude, how much have you used my fucking Netflix? Well, not that much. How come I have 20 fucking weed movies and I just checked it last night?
Well, my buddy's like, he just gave out like everyone his Netflix thing, so like not 10 people were on it, and like it'd always be a fight to who was using it because like there's a limit to how many Netflix uses at once.
You can have up to 4.
Yeah. No, but that happened multiple times. That's really funny.
See, I have my PlayStation at home, Jesse's PlayStation at his house, and then my laptop. And that's it.
Alright, we should probably start at some point.
Hey, let's do it now.
Yeah.
9.6.
Are we doing real names or YouTube names?
You can do it. You can plug your YouTube name. I don't give a fuck. Nobody's going to listen to this.
I don't want
to
plug my YouTube name.
How about that Anime Boston?
Fuck Anime Boston.
Fuck Anime Boston.
It's a piece of shit.
I thought you liked it.
You know, security's dicks.
Security is pretty dick.
I got yelled at 10 times in 2 days.
The only cool thing about the whole Anime Boston, and I only went to 2 panels all weekend because I spent so much time looking at ass and,
Well, dude, that's like half the reason why I go. There's so many fucking
looking at ass, smoking cigarettes, and buying stuff. I mean, I went to No Whacking's panel for Pokemon Bridged and Greg Ayer's panel, but that's just because you guys were there.
I noticed that there's a guy that was did a panel at the convention called Mike Tool, and it's basically like all these old, really bad anime dubs from like the 90s.
Oh, is that bad? I was going to go to that.
Yeah, I know about Mike Tool, and I would love to go to some panel of his one day. But I actually talked to him on a Colony Drops IRC channel last night. He's pretty cool. But he's got a YouTube channel, and it's like 5 minutes of him like watching the first 4 episodes of Gundam Wing, and he's like basically getting drunk.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. No, go ahead.
Getting drunk in Anime Boston in the same idea.
Yeah, we had an interesting Saturday night. Yeah.
You should totally tell us all about it.
Let's talk about Friday night first.
Let's do linear path. So yeah, we got to the convention kind of like probably around 3.
I got there around 3:30 because my co-pilot.
Actually, let's introduce ourselves. We should introduce ourselves, right?
Yeah, that might help.
The blank silence. I'm Daft. Yeah, you know my catchphrase by now.
What is your catchphrase? I don't know.
9/11 is an inside job. which is a reference to someone else who used to be on the podcast who no longer exists. And by that, I mean he no longer exists to me. Yeah.
So, Daft, who are those other guys I hear in the background that I think are ghosts, but they're probably not ghosts or spirits or something?
We're ghosts and stuff, but that's different.
Kill yourself.
I killed him. Fuck it, I'll just go YouTube name. I'm Electric Doom.
Dude, I could go for some Electric right now.
With 2 0s, because I'm cool like that.
Yeah. Man in the very back.
Who's the other one?
The Killer Thrilla, Keith Hudson.
Keith Hudson.
Motherfucking Heath Hudson. There you go.
Sweet.
Heath Hudson.
He didn't go to Anime Boston, though, but we did.
Yeah.
So, have you been to any... Did you go to AAC?
I've been to NAAC, and I thought it was kind of shit, but...
Yeah. So... I've only really been to... My only convention is Anime Boston. How do you feel compared to another anime convention, which is a local con in Manchester that gets about... Or Nashua, New Hampshire, that gets about 1,000 people. How did you feel comparing those two?
It's like comparing apples to not apples, dude. It's honestly... Like, I walked into Anime Boston, and it was crazy, because the first thing I saw was cosplayers from, like, even a mile away from the con.
No, but that's the best part of any convention to me, is you walk up to the convention hall.
And the funny thing is, like, after parking, I didn't realize how crazy it was going to be. Went to the hotel, and just waiting the 20 minutes for the fucking elevator to the 25th floor.
filthy weebies everywhere.
Yeah, dude, fucking... So, oh, there were some fucking hot bitches there, too. But.
Yeah, so where Anime Boston is situated, it's situated, like, right in, like... It's situated right next to in Copley Place, which has like a two huge malls, and then there's hotels and
the
convention
Sheraton
center attached
and
to that.
Marriott, and it's yep. like somewhere. It's in the Heinz Convention Center.
Yeah, so like the hotel we stayed at, it's all connected, and like we were like 10 minutes
oh,
away.
You know the colleges in the area.
Yeah, and there's a bunch of.
It's Harvard, but fuck those guys.
Yeah, there's like colleges all over the place too.
Berkeley.
So like, you just like you walk 10 minutes down, like. You start seeing like you see the normal people start to fade out and all the costume people rise as you walk to the convention hall, and it's the best thing. That's like my favorite part of the convention.
I did like that. Will say this, there were a lot of the first cosplayer that made me just drop my jaw was that chick as Yoko from Gurren Lagann.
Mm. I didn't see her, but I think you talked about how accurate she was.
Is this good enough quality for you?
Hold on, is that good? That's great quality. Now, is it English or
just yeah.
We're previewing an anime.
But no, like, actually, that reminded me of a story when because I go to Animazement every year in Raleigh because I'm originally from there, and I had to go meet up with some buddy of mine that I met him at the convention. That I met him on a, I know him from a website or through a forum called RacketBoy.com.
And he had anonymous sex with
him. Do what?
He had anonymous sex with him?
No. We're not that in tune in our relationship yet. Shut up.
Okay.
But anyways, no, like I had to try to find his hotel room, and I kept getting lost in like the this Hilton Inn or something, and it took like the elevators were so slow. So I know how that is.
Yeah, there's like there's probably like 12 elevators, and they always worked really slow, and like a lot of times, especially on Friday, they just fucking shook. It was really actually kind of scary at times.
Well, the one at the Hilton had like 3 in that whole hotel.
Yeah. Fuck those elevators, dude.
Yeah. Whenever I was in an elevator, I don't cosplay. I just walk around with a fucking huge boombox and a strap.
In your Dead Mouse shirt.
In my Dead Mouse shirt.
I think you like,
oh, you're one of those guys.
Yeah, probably did. But yeah, so whenever we went in the elevator, I played Trollolo because it's very nice elevator music.
It really is.
I just like think about the Trollolo music like when you're in an elevator next, and it's very fitting. Like even if there's like normal people in there, I just play it anyway.
The funny thing is a few of the normal people got it, and a few of the normal people were just like, what the hell? Because when you first played it, there was one lady trying so... I didn't know if you noticed this behind you. Trying so hard not to laugh.
Oh, really?
Because apparently she knew what it was. And she wasn't from the con.
Oh, right? I figured she was trying to get away from me or something. Because, like, fucking we were playing...
Yes, like, no shit. She was trying. She had her hand like buried over her face, trying so hard not to laugh.
Oh, really? That's good. No, she's probably laughing at the amount of like we're probably costume people in there too. She's probably fucking.
Actually, the first trip there wasn't a lot. There were a lot of costume people.
So like, Anime Boston is like it's over 20,000 people there. So
dang,
you can really tell too. It's very like the convention hall itself isn't generally crowded whenever you walk around, but there's a lot of people there.
There's 250,000 people at San Diego Comic Con.
Look at all the fucks I give.
Yeah, fuck San Diego.
I'm just saying, 20,000 is not that much.
But it's a decent amount. Like New Hampshire one's 1,000.
Like, you don't understand that 20,000 is pretty good for a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, for a bunch of filthy.
That's actually not that. That is actually really good stats. Like, I think Otakon gets about that amount. Like, I know DragonCon gets about maybe 30,000 or 40,000.
Which one's DragonCon? Is that the one in Atlanta?
Yeah, yes. It's DragonCon. Usually takes place either like a month, I think, before or after Anime Week in Atlanta. I think it's usually like before, or like it's always a month before AWA. And like Animazement is like maybe they get about 10,000 people, but you can clearly tell, and it's I think that's
Animazement only 10,000. That's a pretty big con.
Yeah, you know? Animazement's really really good.
It's like 1,500.
Which one?
Yomacon, and Yomacon is the only reason I know Yomacon. It's in Detroit. The only reason I know about that is because that's where all the Abridged guys go to premiere all their big shit every year. Is Yomacon?
Huh. That's interesting. I want to go to Otakon because Moot's spoken there.
Hey, are any of the Abridged outside of Yu-Gi-Oh! Actually good?
You still have a Pokemon Abridged panel.
Pokemon Bridge.
Yeah, talk about that.
Pokemon Bridge, for those of you guys who don't know, it was the first Abridged series that I saw, at least, where there were like no reference jokes, no meme jokes in there at all. It was legitimately just people trying to... hold on one second. Got a phone call. Just somebody remind me about what I was talking about.
I think some of them can be okay. It's very hit and miss. Team Four Star is like the other big one, but I'm not as big of a fan.
I used to watch Yu Yu Hakusho Bridge. Do they still make that?
Didn't someone from TZ make that?
I think it was some guy called Lanny Pator.
Yeah, no, dude, he's like, hold on, let me. Was he ever in the chat?
No. The guy from TZ that made a series was Kaiser Neko, and he made
Four Star. You know why I remember? You know why I know that?
What?
Oh, dude. Well, besides that, hold on. Of course, this website is loading slowly as shit.
I don't care about your website.
Regarding the Bridge series, have you seen the Fist of the North Star Bridge one, where it's like Fist of the Dub or Dub of the North Star?
I've heard the dub for Fist of the North Star is awful. Apparently, Stephen J. Blum does a terrible job in it. It makes my friend.
No, this is actually like a fan dub abridged series of Fist and the North Star, and they've only done like two episodes so far, but it's really good.
That sounds like an awful concept.
Yeah, just watch it. I think you're gonna the second episode is much better than the first, in my opinion.
Now, where was I?
We were talking about Pokemon Bridge.
Don't bother.
Yeah, Pokemon Bridge has no reference jokes, and it's very well written. Made by these guys, One Kids Entertainment, XJerry64X, and No Whacking is the chick who does all the girl voices. She's the only one there, and they premiered episode 15. And that was pretty cool, because they basically took advanced battle with all the characters that we wouldn't see for a while since they do just a regular show. So we got to see all these characters from advanced battle, and the coolest thing was Togepi exploded, so that was funny.
Alright, so how long have they been dubbing that?
They've been dubbing that for like... Because it's funny, One Kids has done a podcast, and I would ask him some questions about it every now and then. And apparently they started doing Death Note originally, a Death Note abridged. And when Death Note was running long, then they just... they started doing Pokemon Bridge. Pokemon Bridge has been up for like 2 years now, so... And they've only gotten 15 episodes, so...
There are a lot of shitty ones, but the good ones are really good.
I'll tell you this, for one good abridged series, there's about 20 really shitty ones.
I would definitely agree with that.
Because they've really tried to abridge everything at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm like want to stay away from a bridge series unless it's a show that I really want to see, because I'm like, oh, like, okay, you know, I like Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged. And then all of a sudden it was like five or six of them that just came out like all at once for different series. And I'm like, I know those aren't going to be that great.
What I think makes a good Abridged series, and I'm the only one who has this opinion, I think it's really funny when it's one guy who does all of the voices. That's what Lil Kariba used to do. I think it gave it some kind of like charm because it's the one guy just voicing fucking everything.
Well, yeah,
yeah, like, I actually agree. I think Lil Kariba uses too many guest voices now, and a lot of them aren't very good.
Yeah, that's why I don't like the new episodes as much.
Well, in the new episodes, he has a lot of the guys from Team Four Star help out because right now they're in the part where it's right during the tournament with Merrick.
Yeah, someone's doing the voice of Noah, right?
Yeah, Kerbifer, the guy who does he was Tome on Newgrounds. And we haven't seen Tome. Tome's pretty sweet.
I can't say I've even heard of that. I thought he was a Team Four Star.
What's up, now?
Oh, yeah. That
it was. He actually animates everything by hand on that. So
wow, that's pretty sick.
And then uploads it as a Flash. So
yeah. And then what was it? Oh, we saw Greg Aries, who I can't. He's a very interesting guy. My friend went because we went because my friend wanted to go and
rave stuff.
Yeah, the Zelda dubstep, which actually
Actually say this: it was a lot of just regular dance and pop music mixed in with dubstep and other electronic.
Okay, that was the problem that my brother and I had with when we went to Animazement last year, was that the fact that they played, because they had like for years and years they had actual like decent techno, and it was a pretty good crowd, and then last year it was dubstep music, and like my brother, I didn't really care about it. And my brother was in there for 5 minutes, and he saw me. He's like, "Dude, let's go!" And it was like half the crowd. But apparently, like the techno raves is when like guys in their 30s go out there to get like teen girls to take them to the hotel room and rape them or something.
There was a lot of that.
The rave on Saturday ended a half hour early because someone apparently got alcohol poisoning and had to be carried out in the stretcher, along with all typical like people who took too much and.
I didn't even make it to the rave on Saturday.
Yeah, let's see.
I blame you and Electrite.
We'll get that. Let's see, what else happened at the rave? Did we cover?
The first rave was...
No, we were talking about the Greg Aries panel. He was very interesting. I forget what roles he's famous for.
He played I forget it too. All I can remember was that line, his favorite line, was that when he played someone, not from DBZ, but a Goku from another series...
Hold on. Right. I see my buddy posted on that.
Oh, yeah.
As I said, he was one of the sexiest men of all time.
We were checking on Facebook.
I posted a thing, like, naming my five best friends, or five of my really good friends, as the most beautiful people on Earth known to man or wolf. And Dan made the list, and so did our buddy Heath. So.
Yeah.
But
I think, I forget what roles Greg Aries is most famous for. I remember
it was that role.
He said that he was noted for like he does like a lot of like little boy roles because that's he has a higher pitched voice, so he can do those roles very well.
I just remember he's like Shinji.
He's Shinji. Oh, that's gross. Wait, what is Shinji from? Maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
Yeah, he's not
Golbo
Shinji.
In DBZ Kai.
Shinji is Spike Spencer.
Yeah, I actually got to meet when I went to NashiCon. I had Spike Spencer, and I got to meet him, and I had him sign some stuff. I had him sign my tin box set of Evangelion and like my Battle Angel Alita VHS tape.
Yeah, you already told us. He's Kaworu, and he's Kensuke in Evangelion, but I can't tell what he's actually famous for.
I think he's apparently he's the singer for the fourth opening of Dragon Ball Kai.
He's also Guldo in Dragon Ball Kai.
In the show Saiyuki, I've never seen it, but he said...
Oh, that's what he's kept talking about.
Yeah, he's like, my favorite line ever was, he plays a character named Goku in that one, funny enough. And he's like, my favorite line is, from that whole thing, he's like, it's like when this girl gets out, and she almost dies, and as soon as he gets back, the first thing he apparently gets to say to her is, where's my dinner, you slut?
That's a good line.
That's a great line.
Before we continue, did you guys hear the fucking train that just went by?
Yeah.
I heard a loud, like, brum, brum, brum,
brum. That's a fucking train.
That's a train.
At midnight.
Oh, apparently he's Shinji in Full Metal Panic.
Yeah, that's where I thought. That's where
I've never seen Full Metal Panic.
It's a mech.
Yeah,
it's another mech.
I think he did a big role in Gantz and Ouran Host. Yeah, he
was. I've seen a few episodes of Full Metal Panic, but that was like back in high school.
Yeah. The guy had pink hair.
Yeah.
He was very interesting. He's a very interesting fella.
Dude, we gotta go there this year. We gotta go to Connecticut.
Yeah, I'm often gonna camp. Dude, look who's going. That guy
with the glasses. Three guys from
this
Team
guy
Four
who
Star.
I probably too used to post on my forum and looks like a huge fag in his profile picture.
Used to post in forums.
At the forum I used to go on. Yeah, look at this guy.
When did this guy post on TC?
Yeah, he apparently posted on TC.
Dude, that guy is. Dude, you should meet him and let him know that.
I'll tell him to go fuck himself.
Because he voices Vegeta and He voices Vegeta and Piccolo.
These people actually like make enough money for a living? Like,
these guys all have regular jobs apparently.
Okay, because I know the Nostalgia Critic is able to make it work, but that's because he has ads.
Yeah, he's got enough sponsorship and he's got all that content on his website. So I guess how it works is that there's enough people to go there to, get viewers and everything, and like we have our own podcast up in the blog section that I post up on there. So, we actually got some views.
That's awesome
on our Toonami one.
Why would anyone want to listen to this? This is fucking terrible.
I don't know. I had on my blog. I had 6 people that went to the podcast from that guy with the glasses blog. So people found out about it.
That's 6 more people
that have wasted their time.
Exactly. I heard another train horn back there. What the fuck?
Yeah.
These people don't know what they're doing, and yet I can't stop listening to them.
Pretty much.
Dude, Team 4-Star panel would be pretty cool.
Well, let's focus on the task at hand.
Talk about electric.
Yeah, we'll do that. I probably bookmarked like 10 different panels to go to, including the hentai dubbing one, which is apparently very funny.
And I'll tell you, you know who won that?
Who won that?
Dick and Buster's hentai dubbing was won by a guy dressed and who sounded like Master Roshi.
Oh, that sounds very perfect.
I bet it was Yugi's BM.
Roshi won the Golden Dick Award.
The panel is called Dick and Buster's Hentai Extravaganza.
And you apparently win a water bottle that they put a bunch of gold cellophane on. It looks like a giant dick.
Wow. That's awful.
That's something worth putting up in your room to show people.
Like, you could just bring it home to your mom. Mom, look at this.
Look, I'm good at something.
You said practicing a minor character from Dragon Ball Z wouldn't get me anywhere.
Also, I'd like to note that a friend of a podcast, HG Revolution, had two panels.
Yes, tell us about that.
He got. I didn't go to either of them, but the second one apparently only got 15 people. So he is an awful person and should never be. And he's obviously very uninteresting and should be ashamed.
What was his panels about?
One of them. I don't know what the other one. I think one of them was about censorship.
Oh.
He said that it was like 100 people for that one.
No, he said there was 100 people from the Passover one.
Okay, that's it.
Oh, wait.
It was one of those.
You tried getting me to go to that. Like,
you know, I wanted to go. No, I just wanted to make fun of him the entire time. I was like, look, man, to go fuck yourself. I am him pretty much throughout the year just telling him, hey, I see your anime boss and kill you.
Dude, the worst thing was I saw my ex at anime boss. That's
the worst. The ex said she saw me twice, but didn't bother to say hi.
What a bitch.
I usually don't go care. Because literally all of my exes go to anime Boston.
Your model exes?
All of my model exes, yeah. I only model.
All my exes are in Texas. I mean, anime Boston. And that is a real song, I think.
It is.
Yeah.
All my exes now have infections. Not from me. Usually I just pass it off to Dano here.
Yeah, it's all good.
I just pass him off to you.
Oh my God,
he's like the Tyler Durden to my Edward Norton. And I'm always saying that because I'm looking at your copy of Fight Club right now.
That does not even make sense whatsoever.
It doesn't. What if I was looking at Dogma? God, you'd be like the shit demon to my Silent Bob.
Shit demon isn't even on the side. How about I be that to whatever the name of the female lead in Crank is?
That's Amy Smart, dude.
I don't know her fucking character name, though.
No one knows her fucking character.
Stupid horror is a different comic.
Dude, you're the black to my dynamite. We'll leave it at that.
That works.
That's a great movie.
It is a fantastic movie. All right, what else do we do? We mostly like, it's a pretty big place. Like, it's three stories. It's very, like, it's spread across, like, multiple buildings.
Yeah. The thing I did a lot of, and that's because everyone I decided to find that wasn't you or Xavier, they just wanted to go into the exhibition hall and buy shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Make sure you bring money because you want to buy things. Like, the dealer room was massive. Like, it was basically the entire first floor was the dealer room.
Yeah.
And there was, like, over 100 booths selling overpriced stupid shit.
Like, I bought my Death the Kid rings because I did.
Yeah, but, I mean, where else are you going to get something like that? Like, I don't get buying DVDs or manga unless it's really cheap.
I almost bought the first season of, Geass R2. The whole second thing for, like, $30. Almost bought it.
That's not too bad. Is that 26 or 13
episodes? It's 26 episodes.
I think I looked at the dealer's booth section of Anime Boston. I noticed that there's a guy there called Video Games New York that was there, and that's the guy who overprices on, like, every kind of, like, import video game. Because he's at Animazement, and I think, like, last year my friend actually made a booth where he was trying to get rid of a bunch of ADV tapes that he found at, like, a warehouse. And he went to the con to sell, like, get rid of them, which he actually, I think he did pretty good. But he made most of his money selling all his video games because he has an eBay business. And he was telling me he was actually competing against the Video Games New York guy. Because the Video Games New York wants to overprice everything.
Dude, everyone wants over. Shark Robot was there. And Shark Robot was selling, like, 25 shirts for $25.
Dude, that's a bit. Like, that's a $20 shirt.
I bought my buddy a shirt there for $15 because I said I have a $20 and I have to pay for tolls.
Oh, he's negotiating.
I was able to negotiate with everything. My Death the Kid rings were $15 a piece. I got them for $9 a piece.
That's not bad.
That's great.
What did I get?
My hot bitch poster, which is...
Yeah. We went to Artist Alley and we got some sick posters. I got an alt art for Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, what do you get?
Nice.
I got a Yoko from Gurren Lagann because that's, like, one of my new favorites.
If I could find, like, that on DeviantArt, you know, I'd hate to go. I haven't been on that site in years because I think it's such a terrible website.
It is. It is
now.
Yeah, but it is some of, like, the most amazing artwork.
Like, if I could, I would scan that poster I got up.
I would make sweet love to that poster.
I would make sweet love. I want to get that tattooed on me, dude. It's such a beautiful piece of art.
Yeah, just get that tattoo, like, all on your back. It'd be so boss. It is, like, some amazing artwork. And, like, I had, like, hundreds of, like, different, like, 100 different, like, posters of, like, equal quality. It was amazing.
All really hot anime characters.
Exactly.
But yeah, Yoko was the one I liked the most because she has a giant rifle and scantily clad outfit.
Oh, yeah, can't go wrong with giant guns and giant tit.
And she was a very popular cosplay.
Oh, I know. There's so many hot Yokos.
And there was one really hot Saris Victoria from Helsing.
Yeah. What else did you get? Yeah, and then you got, like, the Gurren Lagann.
I got the Gurren Lagann wristband for sure.
Yeah. That was pretty sick. I like the logo.
I almost bought the 20-foot flag.
It was 20 feet long? Holy shit, that's a good flag.
Well, dude, you saw it. It was like...
I thought she was exaggerating. I didn't think it was that big.
It was legit, like... That's beautiful. It was like 20 feet or something.
That's beautiful.
It was fucking gigantic.
I got a One Piece flag for my dorm next year from my buddy here. So we're going to be rocking that out on our window so we can advertise that we're fucking weeaboos.
All right, my One Piece. Where's One Piece?
Oh my god. I've been wanting to watch. I gotta have that stuck in my head, that part. Off of Card Games and Motorcycles part. I just watch it nonstop because it's just so fucking funny.
Weekend memes, that's another thing. Marco, Polo, what time is it?
Yeah, there's much typical concept. Like, if you yell Marco, people say Polo.
Oh, dude, I think Animazement had something like that a couple years ago where a bunch of people would yell Marco Polo. And they did that the whole year. That might have been, like, two conventions ago.
That's fun, though.
I did get the Card Games on Motorcycles going for, like, a minute and a half. Like, you just hear it. Like, I'd be like, Card Games on Motorcycles. And then
Card Games on Motorcycles.
Card Games on Motorcycles.
I bring a boombox, so I just bring... So I just, like, I play Caramel Dance and probably, like, 15 times. I got like a bunch of people doing the hand movements to that as I do.
I didn't even think that was still popular. Like that was 2 years ago the last time I saw that. And that was like everywhere.
It's old, but people love it though. It's like, oh yeah. Just a quick news interruption. Funimation has the rights to Panty and Stocking and we're gonna dub it. So that
I think I heard that.
Any word on where Yu-Gi-Oh went?
Yu-Gi-Oh is still held by 4Kids for now, but it's probably not going to be there for long, though.
Well, if it does, I say we all pull our money together and give it to Lil' Kuriboh.
Yeah, I wonder how much the Yu-Gi-Oh property is actually worth.
Probably not.
Because I doubt
a lot
people
anymore.
Really play the card game all that much, which is really where the money is. And
yeah.
Then
all the money's in trading cards, it seems.
I know somehow like Funimation was able to release Yu-Gi-Oh! Uncut on DVD. That was like a while back, and they only released like a few DVDs of that. But I wonder if Funimation would actually just buy it up and just start continuing it.
And not make it suck like card games in space.
Oh no, well that's not really their fault. They're not the ones who decide to make Yu-Gi-Oh! In space. They're the ones who just have to dub it and keep it line with the original plot.
4Kids is more involved with their shit than you'd think.
Well, yeah. Well, they can make Mr. Popo blue, and they can edit storylines, and that's really they can't decide like
making Mr. Popo blue.
How could they write like the series is set in space? How could they make it seem they're not in space?
I'll tell you this: out of my most tragic moments in life, it was like Patriots losing the Super Bowl. Mr. Popo being blue and 9/11. So
yeah, that's pretty good.
Well, Patriots did lose the Super Bowl like twice to the
New
York.
Since it happened twice, it's up there.
We beat. Yeah, I assume you're a Panthers fan. We beat you, so suck my dick.
Well, no, I just don't want the Patriots. So
yeah,
I'll be happy if the Panthers go, but I don't know. That's a whole other topic.
Steve Smith's kind of. I listened to a podcast with Steve Smith, and he's pretty a much better podcast than this one. And Steve Smith was on it, and he was pretty good.
Yeah, don't listen to this podcast.
Yeah, and this podcast. Seriously, like if you're listening to this right now, please shut this off. Like, honestly, like you really have nothing better to do than like stroke your keys with your Cheeto hands, with Cheeto cheese covered hands, with one hand and jerking yourself off with the other hand. Like, please. So just look in the mirror and see that you have like this scraggly beard and that it should not be there, you fucking fat piece of shit.
But when you're done with this and you do click it off, go and watch Gurren Lagann the Abridged one shot.
And then blow your brains out with a 9mm. Well, I was going to say.
Daph, don't cross in Better Business Bullying Business Bureau territory.
You know, I am going into Better Bullying Bureau territory.
That was a bit in poor taste.
Yeah, as we are sponsors of a Better Bullying Bureau protecting.
Dude, I don't want any complaints against me, even though that was your idea.
How long has BBB been protecting the internet?
Since its inception.
Yeah, but its inception was 2010. You know, they've caught a number of criminals, so if you want to jump on that, just type in Better Bullying Bureau into Google, and you can probably find their website. I don't know the URL by hand, but you can totally find it. Yeah. Probably going to get pissed at us because we didn't pay him for advertising.
Hopefully it's not BBB because then that's my work, Bed Bath & Beyond. If you don't like Bed Bath & Beyond, you can go to hell.
Or you can go get sheets.
Yeah, go get sheets.
You can get like a make your own beer dispenser thing.
And no, it's funny, you don't have to be 21 to buy it.
Well, I mean, because you have to find the alcohol to put into it. So you're basically making non-alcoholic beer, so that makes sense.
We saw the kit where you can make it.
Yeah, I've seen that kit.
Yeah, you don't have to be 21 to buy that. I think that's the craziest thing.
That makes no sense.
Because it's technically not alcohol. It's just all the ingredients for alcohol. It's kind of like when you buy everything for meth separately.
Oh, okay, that's true.
Yeah, and that's not against the law until, like, there was a story recently, like, some woman was in Walmart trying to make meth, and she was in there for, like, 6 hours just picking up stuff. And she tried making it on, like, a rack, and then, the manager and the police finally caught her. And she's like, I wasn't doing anything. I was just shopping.
See, that's the problem. Don't make it at your house. Or don't make it at the Walmart.
She made it at Walmart because she was too poor to buy the ingredients.
Oh, she's just grabbing it there. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I had a kid come up trying to buy it. He's like 14, 15 years old. Some little punk emo kid with his tight pants. Listening to Black Veil Brides, you know.
With a book on the dance floor.
With his balls in his girlfriend's purse, you know. Those type of kids.
Oh. Yeah, I know a few of those.
Kids. You know, the kids that you just really want to slap in the face and say, where's your manhood? Get it back.
But get your What of a Dance Floor off your headphones and go listen to some real music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys have any like questions for us about the con?
We didn't even get to Electrics.
Talk about Electrics.
Yeah. Well, I guess I was just asking general con questions before we talk about our night.
Mudkip.
I guess just finish everything you were gonna say, and then we can ask you questions.
All right. So we do Friday night. I went to the rave Friday night, and my friend popped his knee out like in the middle of like, a dance circle. So that really. Yeah, like he legitimately popped his fucking knee out. He popped it back in. Like this happens to him like twice a year. So we.
And one of them was conveniently at the rave.
Yeah. So I had an early night because I had to help him back. So I was in bed probably by like one.
What did you do?
I was at the rave too, and I ended up leaving around one because I got punched in the face.
Oh right.
Because there was some dude dancing, and then all of a sudden he like jerks his arm out, and it connected with my jaw. And the first thing I saw when I got up was some dude cosplaying Slenderman, and almost shit my pants. That motherfucker's real, by the way. I'm just throwing that out there. No, he might be. I don't know. But so I went back and just slept it off, and my buddy Matt was in the room. We were lucky because we only had, there were like 12 people, and like half of them were in one room, and me and my two buddies were in a room together with a giant king bed. So I'm not gay. Yeah, I'm sleeping on the floor.
Two of my friends shared a bed. There were six people in my room, and two of them shared a bed.
Whatever.
Yeah, and
it's all good.
And Matt was sleeping for half the night, so you guys should go to his YouTube page and troll him about how shitty his Let's Plays are.
That's what he's able to plug his YouTube name.
Ultimate359, he's Let's Playing Paper Mario right now.
What? Don't do a YouTube name with, like, numbers at the end. It automatically sucks. Like, Daft Punk Fan 37, like, who's gonna, like, want
Well, hold on. I have letters in the middle of mine.
No, that's different, though. If it ends with numbers, it's shit. Unless it's neat speak.
Or if you're Takahata 101.
There you go. And so then Saturday we got I got M&M pancakes for breakfast.
I had some. By the way, I'm gonna plug a restaurant, the Whiskey's.
Yeah.
Right across from Heinz Convention Center, great fucking place. I had a Dixie burger, which is pretty mint, and then we continued about the con for a while.
Yeah, pretty much. I did fucking nothing out there. I had to go to Best Buy, which was like I spent an hour going to Best Buy trying to get a new cassette or rocket. I went to a number of stores trying to get a cassette deck because mine broke midway through. I was very lucky, but I finally found one that I had to get like a store brand one, so I assumed it was going to be terrible, but it actually worked even better than the one I had.
And then what was it around?
I was about to bring the jams. So then by 5 o'clock, we went up.
We went to Greg Ayers' panel, though.
Yeah, I went to Greg Ayers' panel. That was kind of, it was all right. It was just kind of boring. Because I had literally no idea what he had done.
I didn't either. But when I heard he was a DJ, I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, my friend wanted to suck his dick. That's pretty much how
I think
went.
Greg Ayers is gay. I'm just saying, pink hair.
Yeah, no, he talked about, I think he said he had a boyfriend. I can't remember. No, he was doing it Gets Better panel. So usually that, like, It Gets Better is like a gay movie. But yeah, and then so by by the night-ish, we went to one of the rooms.
Yeah, we went to a Cheesecake Factory first.
All right, went to Cheesecake Factory.
And then,
got some fucking
and then Black movie. Jesus showed up.
Yeah, my brown friend showed up. He brought us booze, so we had Jaeger.
He got us a bottle of Jägermeister.
Yeah. So explain your drink.
Well, the first thing was, when I went to Dan's room, they had a bunch of Mountain Dew, and one of them was Mountain Dew Voltage. So I grabbed the Mountain Dew Voltage, I'm drinking it, and then I'm thinking, I really want something to mix with this that isn't Monster. Because I bought a 10-pack of Monster, and I just really didn't feel like killing it off. So we were doing shots, and I mixed Dan did his first shot straight like a man. So
I didn't do it in one gulp, though. So that
you have a half vagina, half.
Yeah, it's
half
okay.
Penis.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But then I mixed it's half Jägermeister and half Mountain Dew Voltage, and it's called an Electrite, which is apparently a Pokemon.
Oh, no, you wanted a blue Pokemon that was lightning-related because it was Mountain Dew Voltage.
Yeah.
So I thought of Electric, which, because I thought it was the blue electric Pokemon from the third generation, but that turns out that I was thinking of the evolution, like the starting one was Electric, and then the evolution is Mancitrick, but we're keeping Electric because that's a fucking awesome name.
And also, if you look at my YouTube name, I guess it kind of looks like that.
Yeah, that too.
ElectriC.
You plugged your YouTube name like three times now.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
Taft, do you know like all the Pokemon names and colors and elements?
Can you rap about it?
I had.
You got to rap about it, Daft.
Come on, I have to know this.
Nerd. But yeah, I only remember because he was in my team like when I first played through Ruby, and it was awesome.
So we kept the name, and we were drinking them.
Yeah, it became the name.
And we went out for a little bit, and then apparently by 7, we had to move our shit downstairs to another room.
Yeah, he got like a fucking awesome room.
Yeah, nice corner room, two king beds. And me and Xavier, since we love each other, we went to the hot tub.
Oh, that's hot.
He was wearing my underwear. It was all right.
Interesting.
And then when we were going to go to the rave, we were before that, we were singing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I went back to his. I met up back with him, and we drank more. And we screamed like Bohemian Rhapsody at the top of our lungs.
It was fun. And apparently I sounded good, so thank you.
I thought you could.
And we were going to get ready to go to the rave. Our friend Abby shows up, and this girl, Hannah, who showed up as well, was hanging with her ex all weekend.
Finally, she had a Harley Quinn costume. She was
very, very good Harley Quinn cosplay. She was hot, so.
Yeah, that's half the thing. Like, that's half of what makes a good cosplay, is if the chick's hot or not.
Every Yoko cosplay was hot.
That's good to hear.
Yeah,
that's even there was one really bad Sarah's Victoria, but
I saw a 300-pound stocking from Panty and Stocking.
That's all right. Well, then I know that you're at a real convention and not freaking heaven or something. Because have you ever seen those like Sailor Moon cosplayers that are like fat and short?
Like, I saw one bad Sailor Moon cosplay, just one.
Okay, like my first time in anime has been like years back. I like was in the dealer's room, and there's a girl dressed up as Sailor Jupiter's, but she looked like a South Park character because she was literally 4 feet tall and like 350 pounds, and she was like she somehow stuffed herself into a Sailor Jupiter skirt. I don't know how it was done, but that's what I saw, and that was the funniest thing ever.
Sailor Jupiter was which one was she?
She's the one with the. Yeah, she's the one with the brown hair, the electricity, and it's in a ponytail.
Oh, tall as fuck with the boobs? Yeah.
They all have boobs.
Well, I think hers were the biggest.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Going back to stocking pretty quick, like stocking as character trait of hers is that she constantly eats like baked goods. So that's probably, so she just eats baked goods and just doesn't like stay. So that's what should happen.
It's like, I understand you're trying to be into character a little bit too much, but in a cartoon, like, characters can smoke and not get cancer, and they can eat as much as they want to and not get fat. In real life, it doesn't work that way.
Look at Sailor Moon, dude. She ate so much all the time. She never got fat.
She was a growing girl. I mean, she was like 15, 16, so there's still that puberty phase where they're still developing.
For watching that show now, so fuck up.
Yeah, I didn't realize Sailor Moon was that young. It's kind of weird. They're probably people who jerk into that who are like twice her age.
Yeah, I don't care. Sailor Moon's
not. They probably tried to marry her video game character.
Dude, Sailor Moon was like my first real anime that wasn't Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yeah, Keith, I almost bought you a Japanese love pillow, but I didn't know what to get for you, so I opted against it.
Yeah.
What character would you have wanted?
I don't know.
Twilight Sparkle.
Yeah, I think 21 would be.
There's a bunch of pony things there. Just there's actually there's like a respectable DJ Pony one. It wasn't like it was really like good, but it wasn't like ridiculously.
Yeah, Final Scratch. No,
it was just like a hoodie, and then like that looked like the character. Like it had like enough design to look like the character.
And I don't like MLP, but Final Scratch.
Hold on a second.
Brony.
Are your friends bronies now?
What do you say, John?
Are your friends bronies?
One of them is.
I'm not a brony.
I'm no fucking brony faggot.
Yeah, no, he's just straight about it.
I'm the
I don't
force it on other people.
Dude, I watched one episode of My Little Pony on Netflix just to see what it was about. And I immediately had sex with a girl afterwards. Then I broke up with her.
I might have to end this because of the bronies.
Are you after and then broke up with her?
Yeah. Oh, that's scumbag.
Dude, you should have done the opposite. It was like, I'm never going to be an Netflix.
Yeah, that's the way they go.
He left. She was pissed.
Wait, John, what were you saying?
I said I might have to end this because there are bronies on it.
No,
there's
it's okay.
One, and he's cool. Don't worry.
Yeah, he's chill. He's not a faggot about it. That's a matter.
He's definitely not a faggot about it.
He's not going to start screaming about Rainbow Dash or something.
No.
Oh God, no!
What the fuck is a Rainbow Dash?
One of our friends, she had a plaid shirt on and like jeans, like colored. So multiple people asked her if she was cosplay. Oh, she has blonde hair too. So multiple people asked her if she was Applejack. So she asked me, I was like, why was there being people asking me if I was called Applejack? And apparently like, Applejack is a Southern character, like on the show, like she's a
blonde. Yeah.
So I guess people thought she was doing like a human esque cosplay.
She's got like a cowboy hat on and everything.
Maybe. She didn't have a cowboy hat on, but
in the show, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people call into Ghost as that character. Like, they impersonate the voice, and it sounds like a redneck pony.
Oh, that sounds horrifying.
I'll tell you this, there was one chick who, I had to ask her what she was, she said she was Rainbow Dash. She was really hot. I'm not gonna lie. And she had, like, rainbow-colored hair and shit, and I was like...
My friend got laid through a fucking pony chat.
What?
Like, my friend met his girlfriend through a pony chat, like a pony chat room. She drove all the way from, like, Vancouver, like, the opposite side of the country to New Hampshire to bone him.
Was she hot?
Wow.
No.
She's okay.
Well, hold on.
Let me pull up a really good picture, and by that I mean really awful picture of them.
Oh my gosh.
That's her.
No, this is my friend. There's one that... No, I'm trying to find a really good one. Because there's one that they had as a profile picture that was so awful, and it's really funny.
Oh, she's not bad.
She's not bad. She's okay, but, like, not great.
It reminds me of a story of, there was, like, some guy who stalked a girl on Xbox Live, but he was, like, from, like Massachusetts, and he drove out, like, 3 days to go to Washington State to try to find her and stalk her. And then apparently the police found out about it. But it was like an ongoing thing.
You should talk about that Fido McKilkfiend guy that used to talk to you about all the girls at the conventions.
Are you talking about Pirate?
Oh, was this the guy who he had a child, but he's like just spent it on anime instead?
Yeah, that's oh my gosh. Yeah, that's Fido McKilkfiend. Like this is a guy who's apparently complained to me about how. I don't know. He would complain to me about how he always like winds up with these like hot girls with like big boobs. He's like, well, I like girls with small boobs. And apparently he has a kid.
Interrupt, this guy's gay.
You gotta let me finish this. Okay, but anyways, this is the same guy who apparently like has a kid because his girlfriend wanted to have sex with him against his will. And when the kid was born, he wanted to name his son Speed Racer. So apparently she broke it off with him because, like, obviously that freaked her out. So he could never talk to her or the son again. And apparently the last time I talked to him, which might have been 2 years ago, like, he apparently was going to become a monk and be as, like, a Buddhist monk or something. And he had some girl that was, like, 15 or 16. And he justified because, the age of consent in the state of Illinois is 16. So, like, well, we're going to wait till she turns 16, and then I can bang her.
Buddhist monks aren't allowed to have sex.
How old is he?
He's, like, 2 or 3 years younger than I am.
Not
only that, we've had it like when I first started talking to this guy, like we had he gave me a discussion about how creepy cosplay was. Like his justification was, and this is what I remember, was something about how he wanted to go as Shinji for a convention and he wanted to get Rei Ayanami earplugs or whatever. And I said, well, that's kind of creepy. And we got into this discussion about how, I think like it would be a good idea to cosplay as someone from a show that's a minor character, and try to give it a personality. He goes, well, no, that's not. That's just too creepy for me. You have to dress as someone that's a popular character from a show. And I told one of my friends this, and he goes, dude, you should have stopped second sentence and said that cosplay was creepy and just walked away. And I said, yeah, Josh, I should have done that.
Didn't this guy get a Japanese girl pregnant, like from literally Japan?
Yeah, like he apparently met up with some girl at a convention, and all he did for 3 days was banger, and then she went back home. And he thinks that he might have like bore her a son there, and she like you think he was 18 at the time, and she was like 16.
Good
and I think this was might have been Anime Boston, but this was like years back. Like that's what he told me. I don't know if it was like if he was full of crap about it or not, but I don't know how he gets. I don't
everything on the internet with a grain of salt. Yeah.
Kind of like every bad story you guys.
Like, I assume you guys are twice the age that you tell me.
Only Peter.
Well, I'm in my mid-20s.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
If you want to believe me.
Might even be Keith Hudson.
He might
maybe,
not be Keith
maybe not.
Nudge, wink, wink.
Hey, guys, I have a quick joke for you. What does the Miami Heat and Trayvon Martin have in common? They get killed on the road.
That's the second worst thing I've heard today.
Are you sure it's the second worst? I think we should. we were going to talk about making fun of 9/11 at the table.
Yeah.
We spent one lunch, or the last dinner before Anime Club on Tuesday, just talking about 9/11. It was just very stupid. It was very interesting, though.
Yeah. What, were they conspiracy theorists or no?
No, we're just making fun of it.
Oh.
Which is really bad because I'm a soldier, so you're making fun of that.
Probably not. I have a picture on my phone where it's the towers hugging each other, and the caption is, I'm falling for. Trying to, like, share anthropomorphic like they're hugging, and it said, like, I'm
yeah,
falling
I get it.
For you. That's such a dark
That's beautiful,
picture.
Really.
It is such. So awful, but so interesting at the same time. Yeah, alright, so we got pretty plastered.
I got wrecked because this chick Hannah was saying.
Yeah, you didn't find out.
Yeah,
this chick said you drink there.
Alright, we got a regular, what was it, like a 30 ounce bottle of Jägermeister.
Mm-hmm.
When I gave that to my friend the next morning, it had maybe 2 or 3 shots in it.
Wait, did you get a completely new one?
No.
Oh, it's still the same one.
We didn't drink really all the shots we all did. Because I'd already filled my flask twice after you'd left.
Oh, really?
I pretty much downed a whole flask by myself, and Hannah was doing shots, and she'd be like, oh, no, I don't want to take a full shot. You drink half of it. And then we went outside to smoke a cigarette, and the first thing I said was, I'm not making it to the rave. I'm going to be sick for sure, so I'm going to go back. And then I ended up passing out in front of my buddy's hotel room because I lost my key.
Yeah, well, let me rewind a little bit to where my story interested. So my friend came up. One of my friends, Sandy, he goes to college like 10 minutes away, and then I have another friend who lives in Florida, but he was actually going to be in Boston, or he's going to be in near the area.
Is this the Wow Kid?
So, what?
Is this the Wow Kid?
Yeah, this is the Wow Kid, the one who beat my friend up with a pipe.
Yes.
New peas and
yeah, we'll get to that. So he was in New York, and he drove down 5 hours. Like, he drove out of his way to get down to Boston. And since registration closed, I was supposed to get my friend's pass from him because he was going to be leaving for the night, and he wasn't going to be coming back the following day. And so my friend showed up. The Wild Kid showed up, and they're like, hey, what's up? And he's like, he was very calm and collected. For, like, the first 15 minutes, I brought him up to, like, the dorm, and he was, like, very calm and relaxed. And then we're going to head out. He's like, oh, okay, I got to use the bathroom. So he goes into the bathroom and pees in the sink. He's like, this guy just whips it out, pisses in the sink. And like, we had no idea he was going to do this. He's like, it was just absolutely perfect. Because he's very calm. Like, it was a very well-done bit. It was the first 15 minutes. He was just very cool and relaxed. He was like dressed like a douchebag, too. It was really funny. And like, he just pissed in the sink. And so we went out to smoke. They went out to smoke, and I went with him. And then we were trying to get the pass from the other guy, and he was like, and apparently someone had told him not to give the pass. So I got really pissed because my friend went out of his, like, 5 hours out of his way to come down. So we did a rash. Well, so we just went. So we went back to my room. They rolled a couple of joints, and we moved a couple things around. And by that, I mean we kind of trashed the room. So there's a chair on one of the beds. One of my friends had brought a little keyboard with a duct tape strap to it, so we put that across the TV. We ripped up a bunch of boxes and just left them everywhere. And we put someone's LARP weapon for cosplay in a bathtub. And that was really about it. It wasn't really like that.
And then here's trash. Where the story ends.
Yeah, we went down to go get food and stuff, and we ran into my buddy here.
Who was stumbling back, didn't even make it into the rave, Hannah's ex-boyfriend helped me back to the room, helped me back to the elevator, because I honestly couldn't see straight. And then next thing you know, here's Dan, like, dude, we need a pass. And I'm just like, get it back to me by morning.
Yeah, so we went to the rave, and we waited like a half hour in line because there's so many fucking people trying to get in. And then we were there for probably like a half hour. We had so many fucking glow sticks, and we were just like throwing them into the crowd, like just trying to hit people. And then about like, we were probably there for only like a half hour, and finally, like, they had to end the rave early. It was really weird because like they were like, as they were winding down, like they were still playing music, but they were like announcing over like a microphone. They're like, everybody please leave, but like they're still playing music. We're like, I thought it was like a joke initially, but they were like, everybody please leave, we're ending, like get out. And then like they finally stopped the music, and he's like, hey, this is done, the cops are shutting us down, sorry. And then boot loud, numerous boos ensue. So we just like walked around, like it was just dicking around.
We tipped over some cop cars, you know. We set fire to Fenway.
Yeah, typical.
Bunch of fucking nerds.
Being angry that they can't listen to their web step.
Yeah.
And then so we just stood up for a couple of hours waiting in a hotel lobby waiting for a little lobby area near the elevators waiting to meet up with the rest of our group.
Now,
and then I went back to the room, to my room, and they wouldn't let me in because they were fucking furious about what my friends did. Like, they know them, but the WoW kid, but like they don't really like him all that much. So I was like, so they wouldn't let me stay. So I just packed up my shit and I was like, fuck you guys, you're all dead to me. And I went to stay in my friend's dorm, who was like 10 minutes away.
And then while this is going on, I go up to the room realizing my buddy has the key to the room and my cell phone's in the room. So I end up going to my buddy's room and knocked on the door for a little bit, sat down and took a little 5-minute snoozer, got back up, started knocking on the door to my room hoping someone was in there, and there was no one there. And security comes up to investigate a noise complaint. Now, I wasn't making noise. Somebody making music had music going, apparently, which might have been us from way earlier. But after telling the security guard that I had some really bad, shitty Japanese food from the food court, and that I wasn't feeling so hot, I don't know how he didn't smell the booze on me, but he might have just said, fuck it. He let me in my room.
Oh, you have a good enough excuse.
I had a really good excuse. I go back in my room. My friend Abby got kicked out of her room for a little bit, and she came up and we chilled.
Hey, why'd she get kicked out?
She just forgot her key.
Oh, right. And, oh, right. Her key got stolen.
Yeah, her key got stolen, but that's another story that we shouldn't get into.
Yeah.
And so there I was sitting there. Probably like half my body is filled with Jägermeister and I'm just puking into the sink and thinking I'm going to die. So, and that's why Dan here didn't come into our room, because I was like, oh man, he's drunk.
I had to drive my everybody home. So I was going to the same car. So I was going to stick with him anyways.
Apparently everyone's like, yeah, don't disturb him. And I didn't care. Like,
no, that's the right thing to do.
Like, I wouldn't have cared. I deserved it, dude. I was so trashed. It wasn't fine.
I'm never not sleeping, and don't worry about it.
And then Sunday was kind of gay.
Sunday, I didn't even go to the con because I woke up. I went a half hour. I walked 2 miles in the wrong direction, and then couldn't find my way back for a bit. I remember like my friend told me directions, but I just went completely over my head, and I just completely walked in the wrong fucking way. So I was walking around all over the place, freaking out because I had no idea where the fuck I was. I should have. All right.
Okay, we got like too much already. So I'm just gonna end it.
Oh, we already have an hour.
We have like an hour and 9 minutes.
Okay. Cut out all the parts about the con. Just include the parts about
yeah.
getting
Oh, well, this part here, yeah, you're cutting out, like, the first 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, or I'm going to fade most of that stuff in or something, so I can take out the first 10 minutes or something.
I'm saying, hey, don't do this. Like, before you did the intro, don't put that in. Also, don't put this in. Yeah, cut this out.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. I don't care. I just want this over.
Want this over? You need to go sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're tired. Yeah, you didn't even contribute at all.
There's nothing to say about your rave, you know? I wasn't there.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You can't. Yeah, it's kind of hard to contribute.
This is the downfall of our podcast, where we're not all together recording. We're on different sides of the states.
Yeah, I thought you meant, like, no one is, not everyone is here. Well, like, Josh does nothing.
Yeah, Josh is closer to you, but, I mean, he's going to KineticCon.
I'm probably going to go to Connecticut, and I'm going to find him and punch him in the face.
I'm definitely going to Connecticut.
I'm calling out Veeam and Josh right now, and I'm going to find him.
hey, Daph, did you hear about Chris Chan?
I know two of his charges got dropped.
He says he posted on Facebook saying he got laid by a Cherokee woman.
I'm checking this on. I'm checking the quickie right now.
Yeah, it's on there.
Yeah, Josh was telling me this, but we think it's like fabricated.
But the quickie like
Chris
verified it.
Supposedly claims to have lost his virginity. I love how I referred to them as the Rutgersville too. I just love how they comment. I love this picture. You don't get to find your sweetheart without cursing some dirty dang jewels. Oh my god. Oh, this is Chris Chan, by the way. Electric Doom here doesn't know who Chris Chan is. See, look at that face.
It can't be explained easily.
Apparently, I know, like, he ran someone over.
Yeah, he tried to run someone over. Alright, where is this supposed post? It doesn't even, like, it's not
it's
even.
It's under, like, the Angry Virgin something. Or I guess we're, like, there's a section on there where he talks about his virginity, and it's down below.
Is it linked to Facebook?
Let me see if I can try to find the link real quick. This
is
something.
Okay, I see you now.
You probably posted it on Facebook.
I've been in a really good mood a lot lately because I finally had sex. I'll divulge a couple of details. I mean, seriously, I literally awake and the first thing that comes to mind is the occasion I am smiling for hours. She was very nice and sweet, early 20s woman. Even better, she was half Cherokee. Why does he say he's half Cherokee? Because
she was, probably? I don't know.
No, but why is it a big deal, though?
Because
he's
partially Cherokee. Yeah. Indian women are hard to find.
She was very nice and sweet early 20s woman. Even better, she's half Cherokee. We hit it off from our shared characteristic of being good people. And a very delightful and pleasant conversation. You know what their conversation was? How much do I owe you? $500. Wait, which gender are you? Are you transgender or no? He's like, male. 600. That's probably how that conversation went. We exchanged phone numbers, and we did it in her room. I put together a nice gift basket for her to show my appreciation. I wonder what was in that gift basket.
I'm pretty sure he makes fake dollars with, like, Sonichu on it and stuff.
Sure, I do. Yeah,
it's like, when I take over the world, this is going to be the new currency.
What is Sonichu?
Sonichu is his creation. It's half Pikachu, half Sonic.
Half Pikachu, half Sonic, all gay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, people love calling it gay.
I bet he put his like DVD, the one that got leaked, with like all of his like life story and stuff on it. That's probably in there.
Hey, Daph, do you think this got recorded? Daph, do you think this got recorded?
What do you mean got recorded?
Do you think he taped the sex?
Wouldn't you think he would? I mean, I would think so.
First of all, never. It probably didn't happen. Then second, I bet he tried. I bet she wasn't into it. Or he didn't have like a... in the future, he will definitely try and record it.
Some Indians think that cameras steal their souls, so it might be kind of hard.
I don't understand how this is possible unless he exchanged money. I can't figure this out.
I don't know.
Let me finish reading it. Aside from me and she, only one other very trusted friend who led us to our meeting knows the full story. And in the future, the other person who will learn of it is my sweetheart to be.
I like how he assumes that the Indian woman is going to dump him. Like he just says there's going to be another sweetheart, you know? Or he's
Winky's
implying.
Face, if you really want to know, you have to stay with me for a long while and more. Oh, I forgot to mention, and this is separate now. Oh, I forgot to mention, she really enjoyed my dick. It was so big and good. She was left to shame. Her words.
That's hilarious because they have pictures of his dick anyway.
Oh my god.
Probably happened.
What?
The trolls probably bought him a prostitute to lead him. I'm just paying him so much money to lead him on and then completely dump him.
Oh my god, dude, that'd be the
great. Dude, his fanboys are extreme. Like his life is like
dominated by trolls.
All the people he talks to and all of his friends are trolls. He thinks his enemies. He thinks he's talking to his enemies.
literally Tito.
The guy's trolling him is Sir Shaq Tito, and whenever he writes stuff, he talks exactly like Tito, like the words exactly.
The
ancient Hawaiians would say, "Christian retarded."
Exactly.
He does stuff like
exactly.
That. So it is so funny. They're all really good at what they do. But yeah, Joel. That's probably how that angle works. But you think?
The trolls.
Yeah, the trolls probably got scrounged up
Damned.
Enough money.
Why would they want to let him be
Do you know who Jackie is?
What?
Do you know which troll is doing the Jackie thing?
Oh, no, they wouldn't say that.
No,
that's a very true statement, though. Think about what he just said.
John, are you still recording this?
Yeah.
Because he finally...
You're going to stop whenever?
Eventually.
Alright. I was just asking.
Never, ever, ever get it.
Yeah, but,
I agree completely.
Yeah, I have to agree, but it is pretty harsh though, like your first shaky bone, your bone would break up, but usually that ends up badly.
Well, I'll tell you this though, dude, like, no shit, a troll, no. I don't picture that, because a troll's job is to make someone's life miserable.
When
I make Black Veil Bride fans miserable, because I made a video about how much...
When you had, like, your first serious relationship and it's broken up, you feel incredibly depressed.
Yeah, let's not talk about that, because it happened on Sunday.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
I'm kidding.
No, but I'm just like...
It's cool. It's moments like this that make it all better.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, I'm just kind of like, the trolls probably did this to fuck with him. Which is incredibly amazing.
They've sent them to his house before, but he didn't accept.
Well, they might have the mutual friend might have figured that out.
That was before Bob died, though, so I think things have changed.
Oh my god, Clyde Cassis walks up and just picks up. You know, Clyde Cassis is obviously not who.
Dude, the mutual friend's gonna steal her away. Boom, liquid Chris Casey all over again.
No, liquid Chris comes back. Oh my god, that'd be great. That is fucking hilarious. So whatever theories on the CWC.
I don't know. CWC. I haven't been on there in a while.
I hate going on that website. It's really bad. Yeah. So
every time I go on CWC, like half the stuff is not about Chris Chan. It's all about all these other people.
Exactly. I don't care about that. I only care about Chris Chan and $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
So this website. This is all dedicated to this guy. There's over 1,300 different Wikipedia entries for him. It is absolutely beautiful.
They're
all set to every piece of information.
Yeah.
I just went on CWC, and the thread about this picture is 461 posts long.
That's great. Hold on. How recent is
it? It's the top one.
Yeah, well, I mean,
this is
maybe
just,
she'll dump him, right? This is just about to go to jail.
This is just out today.
Oh, man.
I don't get it. Is he not in jail, right?
No, he's not in jail yet. He keeps having meetings. This just really shows me how bad the court system is.
Yeah.
Because, like, he ran a man over, and he's still out.
Well, he's banned from going to that game place, so he's not allowed to go there by law anymore.
That's true. I think they got a restraining order on him.
Yeah, that was it.
Hold on. Is there actual video footage of this guy running him over?
Nope.
No.
Is it on the...
You know, I think that something like that would be on the news, but no, he's formally charged. Like, they looked into, like, some court database.
Yeah, they have court files proving everything. People have gone to his court dates to get his 3DS street name. That's me.
Yeah, well, I think they dropped two of the charges, and the others have moved on to a jury or something. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Well, two of Chris's charges got dropped, so he only has one left. And then Barbara has two, his mom. So they still have to go in front of a grand jury in next week, I believe.
Personally, I don't believe a lot of it. Because
what do you mean a lot of it?
Most of it. You think
every all these trolls are just fake trolling Chris in order to troll all the people who get involved in this website?
Trollception, my friend.
Trollception.
My brain
hurts. Trolls.
No, I really don't. I have a hard time believing this guy actually won something over. Like, ran some people over.
He has a car. I'm surprised that they can let him have a license.
They stole his license plate, the trolls. No, I'm serious. They did. Some guy flew from London to steal his license plate.
Oh my god.
That is the greatest thing ever. It'd be like that guy that drove from Mexico to Canada to steal some chick's panties. Some actress chick in Canada's panties. Because apparently Canadian movies are big in fucking Mexico.
Makes sense to me.
But they're not big in America.
That sounds like something Ishtar would do.
Exactly, that's why I said what kind of color. it's an in joke.
She was caliente, though.
Hey, I'm going to stop recording this, because it's long.
Well, let's do a little sign-off, since I guess this is going to be a full episode.
It's an hour and 20 minutes.
It's not, after you edit it, it won't be.
All right. I'm not going to edit
it. It won't be that long after I edit it.
I'm not going to edit it.
I can tweak it, and then everything else is just bonus content that I can tack onto my blog or something, or in Tune Radio. Either or.
Who cares?
This gets posted, though.
Let's just end it. Closing remarks.
We were there when we made it, remember?
Did you say closing remarks?
Yeah, for you.
Seriously listen to it at when it's on?
I don't know. Anime Boston sounds pretty fun. Wish I could have gone.
You guys,
that's about it.
Cast every time it's aired on Tune Radio.
Say it again.
You guys listen to the podcast every time it's on Tune Radio?
I don't know. I used to, but not anymore.
You don't, but Josh does. Yannick, you do?
More, I don't know, sometimes. I just kind of use it as background music if I'm working on something, or I just put it on mute.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that to yourself? This is so
difficult
to record. You're so many,
it's... I mean, not only do I have to, redo this, but I have to go back and, do the editing and listen to the episodes, too, which in this one, I'm not going to do hardly any editing, except to find a starting point and an ending point, and then everything else is going to be as another file.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
That's all I'm going to do, and I'll find some stupid music or something to add to it. So that's all I'm going to do on this episode.
Deft. Closing remarks.
As per usual, remember 9/11 was an inside job?
Okay, what about your friends? I don't know their names.
Do you have any final words?
Call your grandmother once in a while. Or we'll rape her.
There you go. All right, keep that.
What happened?
I guess that's it. I don't know.
That's it. All right.
Did he light up or something?
I said I wish I went to Anime Boston.
Oh, yeah.
No.
No, you really
unless
don't.
You want to get plastered and get kicked out of rooms.
That's what you guys would do. I would try to hang out with the high ups like Mike Tool and people I kind of know in the anime community that were there.
I just tell them to fuck off.
Wait, I forgot this whole podcast is about anime. So
yeah, no,
I kind of forgot about that midway through.
Okay, it's second to that cartoons, but it's a cool kids club.
Kind of on an anti-cartoon thing for the next couple months or so, just to kind of take a break from it.
Show coming up.
And I'll just tell you this. If anyone does listen to this, I want to go on record. Naruto is fucking gay as shit.
You're not the only one to say that. That should be your closing remark.
Okay, the end. It's done.
heroes.
Real attacker heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Unwashed Convention Attendee.
Mr. Unwashed Convention Attendee.
You proved your dedication to anime, going from event to event, day after day, never once taking a bath.
You need a bath now.
Throngs of people clear the way to avoid your aroma, hoping that they don't have to sit next to you during the masquerade.
I need to sit somewhere.
Without you, everyone would have to settle with the sight of a 300-pound man wearing a Sailor Moon designed for a 14-year-old girl.
That's not Sailor Moon!
So crack open an ice-cold Bacardi Sweat, Sultan of Smell. You get the best deals, because nobody is crowding you at your favorite vendor.
Mr. Unwashed Convention Attendee!
Bacardi Sweat, Otsuka Pharmaceutical, Tokyo, Japan.